A radio missionary and church planter is murdered in India. Leadership classes in Ghana, West Africa help paint a big picture. And Christian broadcasters band together to expand radio ministry in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Bandits are accused of killing a Christian radio worker in Jharkhand State, India. Transworld Radio's Bill Early says they're in the early stages of the investigation into his death.
Mr. Ajay Kumar Topno was a colleague serving with TWR India, which is an indigenous partner organization, and he was apparently murdered. However, that matter is still under police investigation.
TWR is cautiously approaching the investigation into Topno's death.
He was actually a church planter in an area where people largely do not read, and they get a lot of their information through the radio ministry. So he evidently was visiting listeners at the time.
The event has local believers and family wondering about their own security.
We certainly should pray for the family. We're all saddened with the loss of our brother, Ajay. And we are grieving, along with the remaining family, who are understandably not only bereaved, but maybe are fearful now of what's going to happen to them.
Next, the European Commission in Ghana calls this year's floods and droughts a wake-up call. The floods wreaked havoc on the northern part of the country, and recovery promises to be difficult. The floods have aggravated the poverty in the north. While not directly affected, Oasis Institute's Ambrose Brennan says they're training the church's future leaders.
We are trying to emphasize that they become aware of some of the local needs around them, which, of course, with the flooding is definitely a need.
Brennan points out the training helps them prepare a response.
One aspect of that would be how to mobilize people together, how to get organizations together. We've kind of done a little of that with our Christmas parade,
which is a fundraiser toward a community health clinic. The event has doubled in size, and with it, the opportunity for evangelism.
I see the cooperation, unity among pastors, but also a greater way. We're going to use the parade this year as a way to distribute some tracts and get the word of God out to people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. International Steward has brought ministry leaders from 13 countries in the developing world to the United States for training, stewardship training. International Steward specializes in that. The ministry's founder, Chuck Roos, describes one of the biggest problems facing ministries in the developing world.
Economic dependence that the developing church has on North America in many ways strangles their potential for outreach.
The goal of International Steward is to help developing world ministries become more self-sufficient. Roos says this symposium is the first phase of their goal to
have 18 centers around the world where Africans are leading Africans and Indians are leading Indians, where the growth of stewardship and the grace of giving in the culture is led by people of that culture.
Pray that they'll be able to share what they've learned. And Papua New Guinea now has two new FM repeater radio stations. HCJB Global recently helped dedicate them, and since the country claims Christianity, will air Wan Talk Radio Light in many public places. Ron Klein says the program will educate as well as combat the incoming influence of Islam.
They want to make sure their people are grounded. If we say we're a Christian nation, then we need to know what that means, and we need to know what we believe. So we're using radio to teach our people on a consistent basis.
The government's supportive of the programming since they're concerned about the youth of the country.
They have a generation growing up incredibly influenced by the West who are not as receptive to the gospel as their parents were under missionaries and in mission schools. So the older generation has looked at the younger generation and said the only way we're going to reach them is through radio.
With so much success, they're asking you to pray for wisdom if the enemy attacks. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the book, The Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. If you're planning a trip, this resource could help you be more effective in your planning. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.